Hi, this is Christina.
And Carmen.
And this is Novelas con Cafecito, a podcast where we watch the novelas from our childhood,
sip cafecito, and talk shit about them.
Watch with us.
Hello, everyone. This is Carmen.
And I'm Christina.
And we are Novelas con Cafecito. Today, we are talking about episode 21 and 22 of Teresa. So let's start with a summary of episode 21.
You were going to do that. And I am not doing it.
I was waiting for you to do the bad version so that I could do a better one. This is a thing. This is our thing now.
I was just going to say this is not going to be a thing.
Okay, so.
Okay. Teresa and Aida continue fighting in school to the point Profe is tired of it and makes them have a mock trial in class. Mariano's school is not going well and his teacher fails him for missing the morgue assignment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the morgue assignment. Pablito's scared of chemo. Genoveva is stalking Ruben for Mayra.
And lying to Mayra about being a good friend.
Yes, yeah. Teresa sees Doña Juana and Cumberto and then doesn't allow it. I don't know.
No, Teresa finds out that, what's his name again? Oh, see, I get confused because they keep switching his names. She finds out that mariachi guy, and then I use the nickname that we give him.
Mariachi guy / Cumberto / Cudberto.
Yes. Teresa finds out that mariachi guy / Cumberto / Cudberto.
I can't even say that seriously.
I don't know how I got through it.
Which I didn't say it right now. I heard you say it, and I laughed.
So, yeah, she finds out that they're together, and she's not there for it. She gives Juana hella shit, and Juana decides to take Teresa's shit and put her happiness aside for Teresa.
Yeah.
I think those are the main things that happen here, right? Oh, the profe also had to talk with Ruben because Aida's pettiness with Teresa, you know, starting to affect his reputation.
Right, because she started a rumor that they were together.
Yeah.
Which caused the trial that we mentioned.
Yeah. That's it for the summary, right?
Yeah, yeah. And we're not going to do scene by scene. We're just going to do important things in this episode and then do scene by scene of 22.
Yeah, because not much happens here. The main thing, I think, is the mock trial, which is pretty funny because Aida gets owned. She got served.
Oh, and you know what? Right before the trial starts, this is all happening because Aida's like sure that she got that laptop from Profe or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so yeah. Why don't we just jump into that scene then? Because who cares about anything else that happens?
Yeah, yeah.
So I guess before that actually is when Teresa sees Juana and Cumberto making out.
And she's like, how do you expect something serious from a mediocre mariachi guy who's so broke?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then the next day, we see Aida and her friend talking about how Teresa, and they're so confused about who gave her the laptop. And I'm like, bitch, it's from your boyfriend. And then we briefly go to Ruben Genoveva, blah, 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 blah. Then we go to the class again. And then Aida writes her dumbass haiku.
Is it a haiku?
No,
It's not even a poem, but she writes a poem.
Why did I say haiku like that? Oh my God, I can't say that word.
Is that, I don't
haiku.
Know.
Haiku. It's because the first time I said it, like it was in Spanish. I was like, with her haiku.
Oh, no, I said didn't. It
differently. Okay, I don't know. Maybe I'm just being dumb.
Just stop it. I didn't even notice you said it in any kind of way.
Okay, well,
it's not haiku. I see what you're saying now. Well, haiku.
What is it in Spanish?
Well, it has to be a haiku. I don't know. So she writes on the board and she writes it like it's a poem, but it's just really a statement. So it really shows that Aida doesn't know her grammar. She doesn't know she's writing a paragraph. She doesn't know she's writing a poem. She just, you know, she's not the brightest one in the class, clearly. So it roughly says how bright our Teresa is. She always gets what she wants. She has a new laptop! Exclamation point. Does someone help her? Question mark. Why does she always know the answers to Profe Arturo de la Barrera's questions? And then everyone laughs, but it's not really funny, is it? Like,
it's not
I don't
funny.
Think, no. I don't think if I was in that classroom, I'd sit there and laugh. I'd be like, what the fuck?
And who cares?
Like, these are your, you know, it's not even a statement. It's Aida's observations that are like not based on anything.
Yeah.
So what is that? It's her like perception.
Fake news.
Fake news.
It's Aida's fake news.
That's what it is.
Today, fake news with Aida. Yeah.
That Aida always knows the answers. It's because she's smart. Stupid.
It's because she fucking reads the book, Aida. If you open up the book and read it instead of worrying about Teresa, you would know the answer.
Yeah. Which is what someone tells her later on.
Yeah.
Teresa, actually.
Oh, you're right.
After this, it goes to...
No, it's still there. And they're arguing.
No, it cuts to... Well, it doesn't matter. Oh, but it cuts to a short, pointless scene of Rowena and his receptionist. And
oh, it's my God. Like, well...
I know, but I just want to like say, what is the point? I don't understand the editing of this novella, because it goes to them and then he's like mad about something. And then
Oliva had just left.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But it's office. Pointless. It was completely unnecessary. And then it's like 5 seconds.
I wasn't even going to mention it.
I know, but it just because I don't understand their editing style. And, you know,
it is weird.
We are talking shit about this novella. This is, you know, what we do. And yeah. So I have to say that.
No, you're right. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
Yeah.
That we see this 2 second clip of Ruben mad in his office.
Yeah.
His secretary walks in. And we go back to the college. Mm-hmm. And now Teresa and Aida are arguing. And Teresa's like, okay, you really want to know who gave me this laptop? And Paulo looks at her like.
He walks in at this second. He's like, no.
No, you can't tell her. Por favor. And then as soon as she's about to say more, Profe walks in and they all sit back in their chairs, and he's like,
he reads the board. He's like,
who wrote this?
And of course, Aida doesn't fess up because she's a little bitch.
Yeah. And so then he's like, you know what? I'm going to propose a trial. Aida, you're going to be one of the, what is it? The accused, the defendant?
No.
I didn't watch enough.
Okay, stop. Let me break this down for you. Well, first, let me ask you, how is Aida the accused?
The accusee?
Yeah, I mean, I guess, but I think that is a word. Yeah, so in a trial situation, she would be the prosecutor.
What?
And
I thought the prosecutor was, okay.
No. Yes, I see you. You got it now. I see the light bulbs working. Aida is the prosecutor. Teresa is the defendant because she's the one being accused of having an affair with the profe.
Okay. Okay.
So, I mean, and I don't know.
There are two parties in a trial?
Yeah, the prosecutor and the defendant.
No, there's like there's a defendant, then there's like a person going through. like if you watch O.J. Simpson versus the state.
The state is the prosecutor.
Is Aida O.J. Simpson here? Or is she the
no,
state?
She's the state.
Okay.
She's the prosecutor.
Really?
I'm like 99% sure, because Aida wrote this on the board, but that's not what's on trial, right? The profe says the person who wrote this is accusing me and Teresa of having an affair. So Teresa is going to come up here and defend herself. And then he randomly picks out Aida because he knows who wrote it. And he's like, Aida, you're going to defend. I mean, yeah. Well, basically, you're going to back up this statement. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
So she's the prosecutor. Teresa's the defendant. Who does she want to call as a witness? I forgot already. And then Raul is the judge.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All and right. Basically, Teresa like owns Aida in this trial. And she uses big words.
She uses, a lot of big words. And then it's hella funny because she's like, well, first Teresa starts with her argument about like, blah, blah, blah. Teresa says the evidence doesn't support the facts. And even if it was true, because basically she's saying there's no evidence for this statement.
Oh, and even if it were true, it's not illegal.
Yeah. And then
or
she's
unethical.
Like, because there's no code against it or whatever. And then she's like, so because it wouldn't be illegal and because there's no facts, this is defamation of character.
Oh,
those are some of the big words she uses. And then Aida looks scared as shit. After that, it cuts to Humberto being confused about Juana not liking him anymore. And this is because she's already told him off because of Teresa giving her shit for being with him. Then it goes back to, it goes to Mariano in class where the profe fails him.
And that is so shitty because, like, and there are teachers who would do this, but it's like teachers don't understand that students have a life, you know?
Yeah. And that's why I did want to talk a little bit about Mariano and his predicament, because the teacher is being completely unfair because I think she's assuming that he's like a rich kid who just is slacking off and didn't do his assignment because he, you know, didn't feel the need to. And it's not till later in the next episode where she finds out. But she's like being unfair. And if she would just let him explain, like, look, I had to work.
Yeah.
You know, like teachers should be more understanding. Like a lot of students are working students, full-time employees, parents, caregivers to, you know, family. Like your school is not life, you know, like school is something you have to do.
Yeah.
It's an obligation, just like you have other obligations. And yeah, teachers should be more understanding. And that teacher's a fucking bitch.
Yeah, I have seen like posts, like legit real life, not the telenovela teachers that are mad, but like legit in this pandemic, in this panaderia. Sorry. I saw a TikTok.
I know.
She was like, in this panaderia, in this paletera, in this... saying yeah. P words in Spanish. Anyway. In this pandemic, she, some this panorama is like, in this panorama, in this panic at the disco,
in this Panera bread. okay, what?
Okay, in this pandemic, someone like got COVID or like a family. No, you know what? The thing I saw on Twitter, their family member legit died. And so they were like, can I get an extension on the assignment? And the professor's like, your personal problems do not concern me. The assignment is due on this day. You will not get an extension. Blah, blah, blah. And it's like, how? This person's family.
It is all sorts of fucked up. And even like, you know, elementary age kids or young kids, you know, in there's a lot of families that don't have internet, have bad internet, have one, you know, tablet, and they don't have tablets from school. Or even if they have more tablets, they don't have anyone at home to help them connect, to help them with their, you know, work because the parents are working or, you know, there's a lot going on and they don't even have a dedicated space to sit there and focus or even the mind like space to sit there and focus. And, you know, it's like, it's just hard. It's hard out there.
It is. Panorama. Yeah, and for some in this panorama, in this paleteria. Oh, some people's evaluation, like, I don't know if this is true because I'm not in social work and you are, but I saw this thing on like, I think it was like an article where like a kid and how they're doing in school is taken into account on like a parent's evaluation on like how well they're doing with their kids. And if like a kid is failing, then like among other things.
Oh, and just that. In some places.
It's like a Thank factor you. On whether the kid stays with the family or not.
So it depends, you know, it always depends. And I always think about, you know, the kid's situation, the family situation. And it's like, of course, how can this parent who doesn't really use technology, doesn't know what Zoom is, doesn't speak English, how can they help their children navigate this, you know? But on top of that, there's some places and we can, no, should I get it? We can thank Miss Kamala Harris.
Kamala, sorry. No.
Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Kamala Harris. I don't know. Oh my God. I don't know.
Kamala.
Oh, I feel bad.
Kamala.
Now.
Fuck.
Harris. We can thank her for part of this because.
In California.
Even before, you know, this panaderia, when kids are truant, when they're absent, the parents are blamed for it. And there could be a variety of reasons why kids aren't going to school. And just like now, there could be a variety of reasons why kids are not logging onto their Zoom classes. And the parents, you know, they're not always to blame for it. And so, you know, I think we need more nuance, more patience, more understanding always, but especially now.
Yeah. And some things just are not accessible in communities. And if they were, like, I don't know, free internet.
Everything should be free.
This is a socialist podcast. But yeah, yeah. And she did make laws in California that, that punished parents severely for truancy.
Anyway, to get back on track, this
teacher,
doctora, profe, yeah, needs mm-hmm. to be more understanding of working class students.
Yeah.
As we all should. After this, it goes back to the mock trial in Teresa and Aida's class. And Teresa tells Aida, if she can prove that someone else gave her the laptop, then will Aida leave her the fuck alone? And then Aida's like, ¿y yo por qué? And then she says, why me? And then Teresa grabs Aida's notebook and she says, obviously you wrote this on the board because this is your handwriting. And she holds up the board. And then everyone's like, oh.
She got caught the fuck up.
Yeah. And that's basically the end of the trial because Teresa won.
Yeah. And that's really the most important thing that happens in episode 22. Or 21, yeah. Sorry. 21. Episode 21.
After the class ends, Teresa and Aida have like a little argument. And Teresa's like, leave me alone. And then she tells her que se tiene que ubicar. Ubícate.
Ubícate. O sea, ubícate.
Like, get your shit together, Aida. Because she's like, maybe if you spent your time studying instead of worrying about me, then you would have done a better job at the mock trial.
And she's right.
And then Aida gets hella mad again, acts hella ghetto, tries to throw hands. And Teresa's like, oh my God, get a hold of yourself.
So Aida like throws herself and Paolo's holding her back. Teresa's just standing there nonchalantly like, no, let her go. This is fine. Get yourself together. She's, yeah. Like we said last episode, she's acting like the cast of Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
I bet she can't even fight.
I don't think so. I wouldn't expect her to know how to fight. She's not from the streets.
And this episode ends, Teresa and Mariano go visit Pablito in the hospital. And
oh, yeah.
At the same time, Paloma's there because I don't know if you remember, anyone remembers, but she was going to start being a philanthropist. And no, is that what philanthropy means? But I don't know.
Well, philanthropy is like donating money.
Oh, okay. Well, she was going to donate her time.
Yeah.
Do something for the lesser people.
The less fortunate.
The less fortunate. So she goes and this is what she does, volunteers at the hospital. And this is the only hospital in the city, apparently.
There's no other hospital for her to volunteer at.
No. So, of course, she has to go to this hospital. And she's reading to Pablito and Teresa's about to walk in. And this is where it ends. Oh, and then after the mock trial, Teresa pretends she's going to quit working.
I was going to mention that, too. Yeah. So that's another storyline that comes up in the next episode as well.
And she wasn't ever going to quit. I think
of course not. Just part of her manipulation
to poor Luisa.
Oh, well, okay. Another thing I did want to mention from the same episode, mm-hmm. Luisa, you know, as we learned in episode 20, is wanting to buy a new car.
Oh, yeah,
and,
yeah.
So then she is talking to the profe and she tells him that, you know, she wants to give Teresa her old car when she gets a new one. And then the prof is like, no, that would make things worse for Teresa. And then Luisa's like, what do you mean? She deserves things, blah, blah, blah. And then the profe, I kind of get what he's saying because he's like, if you give her a car, it's going to create more problems for her because how is she going to pay for gas? How is she going to pay for the insurance and the maintenance of the car? And Luisa doesn't think about these things because she's just like, oh, she needs it. Let me give it to her. And if that's not how all rich people think of people living in poverty, they just give them things without thinking about the reality, right? Because sometimes, you know, people of means, as they call them, I'm just kidding, they want a feel good moment for themselves and they want to be able to say like, oh, I gave this person this and this without really thinking of the reality, what it means to, you know, maintain something like that. And the car is a perfect example of that. And the profe just shows how wise he is, I guess.
You have to teach her how to fish instead of just giving her the pole. No, that's not what to say.
The pole. No, if pole. She had a pole, no. Then she could make some real good money.
Actually, give her the pole.
Give everyone a pole.
No, if you give a person... teach them to fish.
Forget the quote. Basically, the profe is saying, we need to give people the tools to help themselves instead of wanting to help them. Because what happens when you step away?
Yeah. Yo, es que now like the quote is stuck in my head and I need to know what it is.
I noticed that, but clearly it's not working for you. And Ubicate. And let it go.
Okay, fine, fine.
Well, but I think I know the quote, isn't it?
Yeah, no, go ahead. I'm not going to remember it.
Isn't it, instead of teaching someone to fish? No, shit, I don't know it either. Never mind.
Instead of giving someone a fish, teach them how to fish.
That sounds wrong.
It's like it's the right premise, but it's wrong, yeah.
The point is that people need to have the tools to improve their own lives instead of you being a savior. Instead of giving them fish, take them fishing with you.
That's not it.
Why don't we know this?
Teach a man to fish instead of giving him the fish.
Just stop. Wait, no, forget it. I'm looking it up because I'm sorry. We're just so dumb today. I will not apologize for my dumbness. Oh my God, we were so wrong.
Guess.
Do you want to guess one more time? I'll just tell you because I know you're not going to get it. Wait till you hear it. You're going to be like, oh, fuck. I should have known that. Give a man a fish and you feed him for a day. Teach a man to fish and you feed him for a lifetime.
So there were fish involved.
Well, yeah, we need that.
Wow. Okay. Well, you know what? I'm at peace now that you have told me that. I'm at more peace right now than at the turn of the administration.
Do you want to hear it in Spanish?
Yes.
Dale un pescado un hombre y lo alimenta. Oh my God, I can't say this.
Lo alimentarás.
Yeah.
Fuck. What is wrong with you?
I'm super pocha today. Dale un pescado un hombre y lo alimentarás. There. Lo alimentarás por un día. Enséñale a pescar a un hombre y lo alimentarás de por vida.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. I feel good. I feel
what a train ride that was.
Yeah, I feel good. Let's get into episode 22 with this good feeling.
Isn't too much time on that. Okay, so do you have a summary for episode 22?
Yeah. So in episode 22, Mariano's teacher gives him another chance. Teresa and Mariano plan a getaway that does not happen. That goes wrong.
Or I guess it doesn't go wrong. You're right. It doesn't happen.
Yeah. Well, because it hadn't happened yet, but it's not going to happen even more.
Yeah. Johnny finds out about Don Armando's money troubles. And then him and Mariano
team up.
Want to help him. Yeah. Team up to help Don Armando. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Genoveva catches Ruben.
In Esperanza. And Teresa gets back at Aida, like, in a really good way.
It's so good. Yeah, I love it. And that's really everything that's important, I think.
Oh, they run into Paloma in the hospital, but it's not really important. Nothing really happens other than them seeing her and her, I don't know, crying again. She's always crying.
Yeah, she really is. All right, we're ready for the scene by scene? So we start out with the hospital, with the shitty teacher that does not understand that people have lives, their students have lives.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, her name is Dr. Limon.
Limon?
Yeah.
Simon. Okay.
That's like Ramon and Jamon. He tries to talk with her, but she's still not being understanding. And then Dr. Ledesma sees Mariano. He's like, oh, can you talk to Nachita? Help her calm down because we don't want her to alterar a Pablito and, you know, make things worse.
With her nervous. And it's true. If you're acting all nervous at a procedure or anything at the doctor's or any situation, your kid's going to perceive that and also
act worse.
Yeah. After that, we see Paloma leaving the hospital. Or she, like, picks her books up to leave and Teresa walks in and then she glares at her. And we cut from that scene.
Yeah.
And we go to Ruben talking to Aida and friends.
No. Los está regañando. No les está hablando.
Oh, you're right. He's not talking. He's yelling at them.
Yeah. Of course, Aida takes zero accountability and neither do her dumb friends.
Yeah, because like typical rich kids, they don't have that.
Yeah.
I don't want to generalize rich kids, but I did.
No. Because there's a whole diagnosis for this of rich kids being able to take zero probability. I forgot what it's called, but affluenza.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. You haven't heard of this?
No.
Yeah. So when did I hear about it? It's been years. There was this rich kid who I don't remember what he did, and I don't want to make things up, but I feel like he ran someone over.
Holy shit.
Being under the influence of alcohol, like a DUI type of thing. And then the defense that his attorneys went with was that, you know, he would suffer too much in jail because he's not used to being deprived of things. And if that's not the reality of the incarceration system, right?
Like, no, you're right. I mean, do you remember Brock Turner?
Yeah.
Yeah. Same thing they said about him. You're going to ruin his future if you put him in jail for raping someone.
Yeah. So that begs the question, then what are we doing? Why does his future matter more than someone else's? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Anyway, this is not that kind of podcast, but, you know, the point still stands.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Affluenza, a psychological malaise.
Something like that.
Whatever. Supposedly affecting wealthy young people. I don't know cómo se dice. It's M-A-L-A, like a disease, whatever.
Yeah. No, I know the word. I just don't know how to say it either.
Okay.
That just sounded
supposedly
wrong.
Supposedly affects wealthy people. Symptoms include lack of motivation, feelings of guilt, and a sense of isolation.
Can I please have affluenza?
Yeah, let's get back to this.
Aida and her friends are suffering from affluenza, and they can't take...
And they have
zero ability to take accountability for their actions. And Indubin asks their friends to leave. And then, of course, Aida continues to blame everything on Teresa and says everything is Teresa's fault, except that if Aida had left her the fuck alone, none of this would have happened.
Exactly. Yeah. Because Ruben, after Ruben tells her she better stop, he leaves. And then when he leaves, she's like, oh, Teresa. And it's like, this was not Teresa's fault. This was your
fault.
You
brought this onto yourself, you dumb bitch.
Yeah.
If you can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen, ho.
Exactly. You can't drink the Kool-Aid. No, that's not
it. You can't have your cake.
eat it too?
I think that's it. Yeah.
But why? You can make yourself a cake and eat it. Why is that a thing?
I don't know. That one doesn't make sense to me.
No, I don't think
that one makes the least sense. Because the kitchen, it makes sense. That's why I don't like to be in the kitchen.
And then after that scene, we go to Teresa in the hospital. And she's like, Paloma, I don't want to see you here anymore.
She's like, what the fuck are you doing here, bitch? Paloma's like, oh my God, I'm sorry. I'm gonna leave. I'm not gonna volunteer anymore.
That's so funny.
Damn, Paloma, get some. Okay, no, I keep doing that. I don't want to say get some balls because, you know, what are balls?
Get your soccer balls together.
Agarra tus pelotas. Seriously, Paloma. Ubícate.
Ubícate, Paloma. And yeah.
Ponte las pilas, Paloma. Seriously. She needs to stand up for herself. If I was her, I'd been like, you know what, bitch? I'm volunteering for the poor because I'm rich, unlike you. Muerta de hambre. She needs to pon Aida.
I volunteer for people like you, muerta de hambre. Imagine that. But no, she has no backbone. And she's like, oh, you'll never see me here. You'll never see
I'm
me
leaving,
here
again. I'm leaving.
She like frantically walks out.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, I guess Pablito didn't hear any of it.
No, he was asleep.
And then she runs into Arturo.
Outside, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go back into the room. Dr. Ledesma walks in. And then they take Pablito to chemo. His first session. Back to Arturo. He's like, oh, why are you here? And then she tells him about volunteering. And he's like, oh, good. I'm glad nothing's wrong with you. And then she gets her hopeful look on her face.
Yeah. And it's like, I don't know. It's a general nice thing you would say to anyone, I think.
Yeah, but she gets her hopes up like all the nice guys out there.
She's a nice guy.
Paloma. Nice guy Paloma gets her hopes up. Because Profe doesn't wish her death.
Or illness, or doesn't wish death and illness upon anyone in her family.
Yeah.
Such a nice guy move. It's like something you'd say to anybody, and then they like take it like, oh my God, she loves me. Like,
no. Oh my God, do you want to have sex with me now? No, I just told you to have a good day. Fuck.
Wow. I literally said hi, and I said hi to the person after you.
So yeah, then nice guy Paloma leaves, and we go we go back to La Vecindad, and so last episode, in episode 21, Esperanza's desperately looking for these earrings because she wants to wear them for her mom's birthday.
No, they're her mom's.
Oh, and Nachita just wants them?
Nachita wants them back.
Oh, I thought she just wanted to wear them.
No, but it's so dumb. It's like, if it's not like one of those dumbass moves and you're like, oh, I left a paper clip.
The paper clip.
I left the paper clip at my ex's house and I just have to go get it. And whoops, next thing you know, you're fucking naked in their bed. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, Esperanza.
Yeah. We don't go there yet. But yeah, so she calls Ruben because she wants these earrings. And she's like, I'll go to the apartment and then I'll leave the key there.
And okay. And this could have all been avoided because she could have just gone without telling him.
Yeah.
But deep down, she wants to get back with him because she's fucking, I don't know, dumb.
And then we go to Pablito's room. And Profecies Teresa tells her they need to talk about her wanting to quit. And
then she's pretending to be sad. Yeah, she's pretending to be sad about, you know, the mock trial when really she was like thriving because that's when she does her best, when she's bringing other people down. But, you know, she pretends to be sad. She pretends she can't go back to work. She tells him that she saw Paloma there. And he's like, oh, yeah, I ran into her. And then she's like, oh, why didn't you tell her the truth about us not being a couple? Because she still thinks they're together.
Yeah, and then we don't see his answer yet. We go to Genoveva stalking the apartment Ruben has briefly. Yeah. And then we go back to the hospital. Arturo's like, oh, I just didn't care for her to know the truth. Like, it just doesn't matter what she thinks.
Yeah. So after that, we see Esperanza at the apartment. Ruben, of course, arrives there because her dumbass called him to tell him she was going.
Yeah.
Which makes zero sense. She's like, oh, what are you doing here? I didn't want to see you. Well, obviously, he's fucking there because he called him stupid. He asked her to not leave him. And he's like, at least take your things. And she's like, no, I don't want your things. And then Ruben tells Esperanza, he's like, okay, you're leaving me. Can we still be friends? And then he like tries to kiss her neck. And it's like, sir, I know you've never had a real woman friend in your life, but that's not what friends do.
sir, friends don't Señor. Kiss each other on the neck. Señor.
And then he's trying to convince her. Oh my God, it's so dumb and it works.
Yeah,
he's like, oh, por favor. He's basically telling her that they need to have goodbye sex because their epic love deserves a better goodbye than this. I was like, as he was saying these words, I was like in literal disbelief because
the eye rolling was continuous,
nonstop. And I was like, Esperanza, really? That did it for you right there? That? Our love deserves a better goodbye than this. Let's have sex one more time. What? Sir, no.
If that's not the most sleazy thing ever, like.
It's horrible.
Yeah. But yeah, she falls for it. And then whatever. Then we go to the hospital and Mariano, Dr. Ledesma, and Nachita are talking. He leaves. They go back to Pablito's room where Teresa's at. Whatever. That part doesn't matter either.
Yeah, it doesn't. We go to La Vecindad. And Don Armando asks Humberto for money, and Humberto's like, oh no, I spent all my money en una ingrata que no me supo valorar. And then he repeats it. I know, it made me think of that song.
I don't know the rest.
It's called, but isn't it called Ingrata?
Oh, it is, yeah. Ingrata.
By Café Tacuba.
Yes, yeah.
I know that song. It's a good song. I recommend it. Except that if you really listen to it, it's fucked up because he basically wants to kill her for leaving him. And I was like, oh my God, I'm rocking out to this. Oh, yikes.
Oh, it's like when you're rocking out to like weird ass, like sexually predatory cumbias. Like,
oh my God.
You're 16, but.
Niña mujer.
And you're like dancing and you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
what are they saying right now? Or some cumbias are like so sad and you're like
yeah, like what is that one, something de la vida,
oh my God, caminos de la vida,
and you're like and then you're like crying. You're like spinning and your tears are whisking away. That's what Humberto says, and then he repeats it to make sure Juana can hear him. He's like, una ingrata. And I feel bad. I can't help but feel bad for Don Armando because, but I'm also like, critical of
himself in that. Yeah.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Because Teresa does not need these things.
If he could just say no to Teresa, he wouldn't be in the situation.
Exactly. And then after that, we go to Dr. Ledesma and shitty Doctora Limon. Mm-hmm. And they're talking about Mariano. She's like, well, I was ready to fail him in the entire semester for one fucking assignment.
Oh, I'm like, lady, what kind of professor are you?
Yeah. And then Dr. Ledesma's like, let me see his work. And you know what? Good thing that he has this relationship, because imagine if he didn't.
Exactly. Yeah.
And then he looks at the report and he's like, yeah, this is correct. And just give the guy the grade he deserves, even if he missed it. Like, just get over it. People have lives. And then eventually she's like, okay, I'll let him pass the assignment. But it's literally because of Dr. Ledesma.
Yeah. After that, we see Genoveva stalking Ruben in front of the apartment. And
she's taking pictures.
She sees them. Yeah. She sees Ruben and Esperanza walk out. And, you know, they're kissing, hugging in front of the apartment. She's over there with the camera. Like, who's that? This angle. She's like, esa no es Teresa. And then she's like, oh, it must be Esperanza. Because she doesn't know the name, because Mayra told her about it.
Yeah. And then after that, we see Teresa and Mariano walking. And they're like, we have to celebrate and make plans to go to the vacation house because his assignment went well now.
And not only that, but they're celebrating a month anniversary.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. From them getting back together?
They're celebrating being together for certain. But I guess they don't count the little breakups that happened. Haven't they broken up 3 times already?
And they've only been together a month?
No, I don't know how long.
Oh, okay.
She says
they're just celebrating that it's another month.
Something like that. But we don't know exactly how long they've been together.
Well, she says tenemos meses juntos. I'm like, what are you celebrating? That they have exactly. months together?
Well,
like,
yeah. 6 months? No, and we don't know. So that's why I said it's some kind of month anniversary, but we don't know what kind.
Right, right.
And I mean, when you're young, it does matter, I guess. But I don't think 3 months is worth celebrating, but I guess for them it is, because they've already broken up 3 times.
That's 3 months.
Once a month,
yeah.
Yeah, and so they make plans to go to Cuernavaca and bone because they can't have sex in the vecindad because, you know, they live with
everybody would hear it.
And there's so much chismosos around, yeah.
And everybody just walks into each other's houses.
And they leave the door open. Yeah. And so then Teresa also tells him that she feels bad for ruining the surprise gift that Mariano was going to give her the last time they fought, the ring. And that comes up later because it's what he uses to help Don Armando.
Yes. Yeah. And then after that, he walks into his room, looks at this fancy ring. A Marco Antonio Solís song plays.
The song, not a song.
The Marco Antonio Solís song. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Yeah.
Did we ever learn the name of the song?
Yeah, we mentioned it in a previous episode, but I don't remember it right now.
And then we go to the shop, El Taller, and Don Armando's under a car, and then the loan shark, you just see heels walking in, but you're like, okay, that's the loan shark.
Yeah, who else could it be? It's Doña Gemma, the loan shark.
Yeah. And she's like, bitch, where's my money?
Yep.
And he's
bitch, better have my money.
Give me a little bit longer. And she's like, I'm gonna give you 2 days. 2 days, bitch. And
you know what, motherfucker? It's been so fucking long. Your debt is so, here's your debt. Look at this. No more time. And if you don't give me my money in 2 days, I'm gonna show up to your house and take everything of value, which is nothing probably, but okay.
Yeah. And then he's like, no, because Refugio can't find out. And Johnny overhears all of this.
Yep. So then Johnny walks up to him and he tells him, he's like, oh, hi, Don Armando. And then Armando's like, did you hear everything? And he's like, well, yeah.
No, pues sí.
He's like, what's going on? And then Don Armando's like, none, yeah.
None of your business, bitch.
None, yeah, ho. And it's like, Don Armando, it's okay to accept help. Come on.
Yeah, yeah. And instead, he's like, it's not your problem.
He's
and
being
stay
proud.
Out of it. Don't tell anyone. And then
it's the next day.
Okay, yeah. Teresa has another skin tight dress on the Aurora.
Yeah, it's a little bit more conservative than some of her other outfits, but she's still exposing a good amount of cleavage.
Yeah. And I mean, I would never wear that to school, but okay.
I would not either.
Yeah.
It's so
looks
weird.
Like a dress for an evening night out to me.
Yeah, because it's too much cleavage for work.
Yeah.
but clearly Teresa doesn't care about professionalism.
Yeah. And then Don Armando walks in. They just have a little chat. She's like, I'm going to need more clothes like this.
Yeah.
And she has like no idea. He was just threatened by the loan shark.
Exactly. You know what? I hope that he does get jumped.
Yeah.
To that. And then tells Teresa, this is your fault, bitch.
But he would never.
No.
No.
Because he has no backbone. I just wanted to mention about Don Armando's internalized classism in this scene because, you know, he's basically telling Teresa, like, oh, yeah, you know, you're too good for this place. You look like you don't belong here. And, oh, of course, you know, people want their kids to do better than they did. But I don't think that was the right way to word it.
Yeah. And then this is why Teresa hates the vecindad, probably. And being
maybe
poor.
That's, yeah, she's been growing up hearing this her whole life. And, of course, she thinks she's better than everybody because her dad's the one telling her she's better than everybody.
Then we go to El Taller and Mariano and Johnny are talking. He's like, yeah, my uncle has a problem. He took money from the loan shark and now he owes her and he needs to pay her like in 2 days. And like, Mariano's like, really? And then like out of nowhere, he's like, actually, it's not my uncle. It's Don Armando.
He acts like Mariano was catching on to him. He's like, okay, it's not my uncle. It's Don Armando.
Mariano was not catching on.
No.
And he straight snitches Don Armando out. Then we go to the university and Aida's walking with her friend.
And she's still talking about Teresa. Like, damn.
My dad asked me to apologize to her. I would never. Mm-hmm. And then Teresa's walking in her fancy dress. And
she's like, do you like my dress? And then Aida's like, oh, you probably got it at the tianguis. After that, Teresa's like, actually, it's from Paris. And then she says some designer's name. And then Aida spills her drink on
and that's Teresa. Fucked up because that could be hot as fuck. Like it literally could have burned Teresa and she she's like, oh, but I hope you didn't get burned. It's like, what she's is like, wrong with you? Oh my god,
she's psychotic. She has zero chill. Like, damn.
Yeah. Ugh. And then on top of that, she turns around and throws her cup. So not only does she like potentially injure Teresa, she also littered
the worst.
Yeah. Then we see Mariano asking the loan shark for more time for Don Armando. And he's like, no, see, there's only two soups here. The fideo finished. Armando owes me money. The only other option here is that Armando
needs to pay. Aquí nomás hay dos sopas. De fideo.
La de fideo se acabó.
Y de copita.
And at that moment, I wanted sopa de fideo.
Mariano's like, well, what about this? And he offers her the ring. And so after that, it cuts before she tells him how much that's worth. And we're back in the scene that Teresa's talking shit about Aida to Esperanza. And then Esperanza's like, oh, se llama Aida? She's like, oh, shit, that's Ruben's daughter.
Mm-hmm. And she's like, yeah, why? She's like, oh, just wondering.
And she's so bad at lying. Because then after that, Teresa's talking about her and Mariano making up and that they're wanting to go on this like trip or whatever. And then she asks Esperanza if she's back with the married guy. And Esperanza's like, no. But she's so bad at lying. Like,
we go back to the loan shark.
Mm-hmm.
And she accepts the ring and she's like, okay, this is worth a week of Mariano's repayment.
Yeah.
Bitch.
And then I know, right? She gives no fucks, but that's what loan sharks gotta do.
She's just making a living off the people who have no money.
She's just being the ultimate capitalist. See, after this, Genoveva goes to Ruben's. Oh my, I said his name in English. That sounds so weird. She goes to Ruben's office. Well, they're talking about some work stuff because she like wants to do some sketchy, I don't know, real estate deals.
Illegal stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. And Ruben is like, no, I'm not doing like this illegal stuff anymore because he wants to be on that board or something.
Yeah. Like president of this board.
Yeah. Some, I don't know, lawyer board. And Genoveva, she's using a picture she took of him and Espinosa to blackmail him into doing illegal work. And that's, her real motivation for stalking him. It's not to help Maida.
Yeah, and that's really it for that scene. Then we go to the shop. Johnny's offering to work more on the taxi to help Don Armando. And he wants to do it for Rosita.
And he's like, no.
No. Then we go to Mariano and he tells Teresa that they have to postpone the trip. He has to work. And she's like, oh, I thought you didn't. I don't like when you cancel plans. And if only she knew, it's because of her. Well, because Armando has
a phone. I had the same thought because I was like, if she didn't keep asking Don Armando for money, then he wouldn't feel pressured to go to the loan shark.
Yeah. And then we go back to El Taller and Joni's trying to give Don Armando money. He won't accept it. Just take it, Don Armando, because you have nothing, whatever. And then Don Armando's like, you just need to live and be happy. He's annoying.
He needs to learn to accept help. And doesn't he eventually or not yet?
He accepts Mariano's help later in the episode, but not Joni's.
No, he does. He accepts Joni's help. End. Not with money, but with to help him finish a car faster so he can get paid.
And then we go to Aida and she's with her dad, Ruben. And he's like, she's like, fue un accidente.
But how did he find out about that?
I don't know.
Did she tell him and he thought it was, she thought he was going to find it funny, but then he gets mad instead?
No, I feel like he probably heard it from, I don't know, actually. That's true.
We don't know how he found.
And then he's like, oh, come on. And she's like, fine, I did it on purpose.
Yeah. And then she's like, she tells him that Teresa told her. She's like, yes, I did it on purpose because Teresa said that she doesn't care that you're married and that she'll still get with you. And he's like, instead really? Of looking like concerned, he's like, ooh.
Well, I'm going to call her.
He's like, tell me more about this.
And then he's like, Aida, drop it. And her mouth like hits the floor. Like she can't believe her dad.
Oh, because also.
To stop. Oh, what?
She thinks, because you know how Teresa told her the dress is from Paris. And Aida is like, you were in Paris? Did you give her the dress? And he's like, oh my God, how dare you? But it's like,
because he would. It's literally from Aurora.
Yeah. And so then that scene ends. And next we see Juan and Teresa. And then Juana's showing Teresa how she fixed the shirt that Aida ripped. And then Juana's just like, I mean, Teresa's like, oh, I can't have it because she's going to see that I, you know, am wearing mended clothes, whatever. And then Teresa asks Juana what happened with Humberto. She's just being a bitch about it still.
Yeah.
Because she's like, not being don't be sad. Yeah.
And then after that, we go to Mariano walking up to Joni and Don Armando. And he's like, I gained you more time with the loan shark. And Don Armando's like, oh, Joni,
he's mad. Supposed
to tell anyone. He's like, is there a problem, Armando? And he's like, no. I took out the loan to pay for Teresa's school stuff because I don't want more things from Profe.
And then Mariano's like, oh, I get that. I get it.
Yeah, it's like, really? You get it?
Really?
And so he tells him that all his earnings from Saturday will be for Armando to pay her back. And then we go to Ruben calling Teresa. He's like, what's going on with Aida? And he's like, did you really tell her this?
Doesn't she go to his house? Yeah, she goes to his house. It's not a phone call. She gets to no, his work.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, she gets to his work and she's like, thanks for calling me. That's why I was
confused. Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, she gets to Ruben's. Her cleavage is still out. Ruben is like, did you really tell Aida that you would hook up with me? Because he's like more in, he's not saying it like concerned. He's like interested.
Will you really though? Like that's what
no,
I
but
wanna
really.
Know. No, but really. He asked if she would get with Profe if a Profe was like into it.
He's just being creepy, and then she tells him that she needs help with some of, I don't know, like the work stuff that she's doing for Profe, and then they decide to meet later.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I'll help you.
Oh, and then also he's being, you know, creepy over the top with his compliments, and then he's like, oh, any guy would be willing to support you, you know. But they're like saying it like in a flirty tone. And she's like, I already have help from the prophet. And he's like, well, it's not good to put all your baskets in one egg. And then he's like, you know, he's basically offering to be a sugar daddy.
Yeah.
And see, this is the kind of thing that I was like, Teresa should do this, because in a traditional, normal, not, I guess it's not traditional, whatever. But like, you know, in a regular sugar daddy, sugar baby relationship, that's what it is.
Sugar daddy, sugar baby.
Yeah, you know, like, both parties know what it is and there's no manipulation involved. And if she would just do that, then she wouldn't be hurting Mariano. She wouldn't be hurting her, the profe, eventually everybody in her life. If she just did
that.
You're
right. No, you're totally right.
Yeah. They
agreed to meet. Yeah.
Yeah. And then as soon as Teresa is leaving, Ruben's like, immediately she calls Aida. And then she's like, oh, you know, we should talk about what happened. Meet me here. And, but what was really funny is when Aida answers the phone, it's like not even like, oh, hello. It's like, ¿Qué quieres, muerta de hambre?
Yeah. And then she's just like throwing her same recycled insults. Yeah. She's like, why would I ever want to meet you, muerta de hambre?
It's just funny because I'm like, damn, you're not even like, hello. ¿Qué quieres, muerta de hambre? Next time you call me, I'm going to answer you that way.
Then we briefly go to La Vecindad con Humberto, Cuthberto, Mariachi Guy, and Doña Juana.
You need to say slash because then it sounds like three different people.
You're right. Humberto slash Cuthberto slash Mariachi Guy are talking. Oh, sorry.
See, you thought, oh my God. He's trying to talk to Juana and she's not having it. So that's the end of that
scene.
She
rejects him, yeah.
We go back to the hospital.
Nachita's just having a hard time. Esperanza consoles her. That's it.
Yeah, that's it there. After this, we go to the shop. And then this is where Johnny offers to help Armando. And Armando's refusing. And then Johnny's like, okay, I won't give you money, but at least let me help you finish this car. And then they, you know, he finally accepts. And they work together or whatever on the car.
And then we go to Palo and Aida walking together into a restaurant. And she's like, yeah, esa muerta de hambre.
Well, first we see Teresa and Ruben at that restaurant.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you're
together,
right.
Because then it would make zero sense.
Yeah, we see them there together. And then Aida and Palo are walking in. And Aida's telling Palo, Teresa called me to meet me here. I don't know what she wants, but no I didn't want
me citó aquí. She's like, why does she want to meet me here?
Yes. And then they look up or straight ahead. And then she's like, oh, she's here with my dad. And it's just dramatic Jaws music. Dun, and Palo and her both look shocked and mad. And it's hilarious.
They're like, they are shook.
Yeah. And they are shook if to the core. And I am here for it. It's like such a good payback too. At first, Teresa was just threatening to get with her dad, right?
And now they're on what seems like a date to someone, you know, just watching. Yeah. And it's funny because she pulls out her work stuff and that's what they're doing. But you can't tell they're talking about work. And so Aida's standing there like, what the fuck? She's on a date with my dad. Hilarious.
It's fantastic. Yeah. And then the episode ends here.
Yeah, and I really can't wait till the next one to see what Aida tells Ruben, what she tells Teresa. Is she going to walk up to them?
Oh, she is.
Yeah, I think
she is. I don't see her not doing it.
Yeah. She has zero self-control, so.
Yeah, yeah. She's like the cast from Jersey Shore, so.
Yeah. You know, she'll cause a scene anywhere. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we're at the end of it, so let's remember, folks.
Oh, wait.
What?
If you enjoyed this episode, share with your friends, you know, if they love novelas. And
I thought we said that in the beginning. I thought we had a whole thing about that. I guess a little reminder doesn't hurt. Just tell your friends about us. That's it.
And then if you so feel generous, you know, you can buy us a coffee for like $2 a month if you want to sign up for that. You'll get stickers every month made by moi. And at some point, you'll get a mug. And yeah, Carmen, kick us off with our saying.
Remember, everyone, entre ser o no ser.
Tú eres amazing. You have not said E 2 episodes in a row.
Woo!
I love it.
All right, bye.
Bye.